The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Starving entrepreneur asks, what are the odds the Texans are better than a one-and-out playoff team? And what are the odds they still do not make the playoffs? I still think there's a 50% chance they're not in the playoffs.
I might go 60-40 they make it, because like that schedule, I mean, it's just so...
It is.
Such
but,
a walk.
But, would you be shocked at all if the Dolphins came in here and beat them tomorrow?
No, of course not, because they haven't proven that they can consistently be anything but average at best. There's a lot of people who love college football more than the NFL. I'm way on the NFL side. College football, the only way you can enjoy it is if you've got a loyalty to some team. I just don't have enough of a loyalty to any one team to follow them and just be excited and ride the ups and downs with them.
I like college football more than I like the NFL because the offenses are more creative, the games mean more, and I know you don't agree with this, but even if you made it an 18 playoff, now I've got more meaningful games at the end, and I bet I get more meaningful games at the beginning.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three already. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. I don't know what's going on with live stream, so I can't help you there. If you missed the first 2 hours, lots of great stuff. You heard some of it right there. All available at podcastarena.com. So you can go and check it out. Had Kerry Brook in here for a segment. Had Raheel call in to talk about his challenge on Friday. So good stuff. And then we've been very football heavy, I would say, for most of the show.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
It's late October.
Yeah, it's kind of what we're supposed to do, right?
Yeah. And the Astros are out of it.
Yeah. Astros are dead. It's sad. Sad. So yes, what are the odds there's a 300-point game in the NBA this season? There's always one. I mean, with overtime, absolutely. I don't think there's any doubt. But I could see you getting a 152 to 148 at some point.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah. Brother Bear says, I like tattoos as much as the next blitzer, but what are the odds this is a bad move? And he sent us a picture of the dude with the Jordan jersey tattooed to him.
The Jordan jersey?
Yeah. He sent it to you, too. Check your Twitter. It's top of mind.
Oh, boy.
Is that not grotesque? I mean, it's kind of a cool tattoo. There's no way in hell that...
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say this person is a dumb. I mean, what are you doing with that?
Yeah. I won't even wear a jersey.
Yeah.
Well, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah, that's pretty awful. So... We didn't get to dive into the lines too much yesterday. Do you want to look at some college games now? You want to save it? We got plenty we can do here. I got lots of non-sports stuff too today.
Can we do a segment of non-sports and then break into some college lines?
Man, I would like that. Okay, I would.
I feel like we've been over-sports today.
What do you think, John?
Sounds good. What do you got?
I've got the best horror films of all time.
The best horror films?
Horror.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said the best horror films.
No, that's Debbie Does Dallas, and there's no other list.
What about the one where it's got Demi Moore, Indecent Proposal?
I don't know if I'd be on there.
Why not?
There was a best horror list,
horror movies?
There was actually a movie called Horror.
Okay.
With, I think it was Teresa Russell.
What about Pretty Woman?
That would probably be on the list.
Okay.
So here's your 20 best horror movies of all time. You know, I'm going to start at the bottom at number 20.
Who's this according to, by the way?
It's according to someone by the name of, well, they don't have their name on it. SWNS Digital. They do a whole bunch of stuff like that.
Okay. No one's putting their name on it. That instantly is a concern.
But they did interview a whole bunch of people who, you know, like Ginny Redio Sr.
Okay.
And the highest scoring remake was Texas Chainsaw Massacre of the remakes.
Okay.
But here we go. Here's number 20 with 29% of the vote. Scream, number 20.
Yeah. Okay.
Cabin in the Woods at 19.
All right.
Insidious. I don't think I've seen that. 18.
I don't know if I've seen Insidious either.
Night of the Living Dead, number 17.
I always liked that movie.
I think that's a little low. Here's another one. Where are we at? 16? The Omen, too low.
That's a good movie.
That's a really good. That's a top five for me. The Purge at 15.
I don't think that's a horror movie.
Yeah, I don't think so either, and I didn't think it was that good. The best Purge thing I saw was Rick and Morty doing the Purge. 14, Carrie. I think that's too low.
I'm going to go about right on Carrie. I might not even have Carrie that high.
Okay. I disagree. Paranormal Activity at 13.
Yeah, that's too high. That doesn't belong on that list.
It at 12.
Come on.
Yeah.
The original?
Yeah, I'm guessing
either
it's the original.
The original one was so corny.
Yeah, they both were bad. But you have to admit, Carrie and The Omen belong way above it.
Yes.
All right. Psycho.
That's good, but I don't know if it should be that high on the list.
It's respect for Hitchcock, but let's all be honest here. Psycho, overrated.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, it's considered one of the great horror films of all time. I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm not big on the whole. Well, I was never a big Alfred Hitchcock fan. You know? Or Alan Hitchcock, his brother. Okay. And just never. Like, I hear all these great things. Oh, Psycho is so scary and so. And that scene's great. Like the birds? It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
I didn't like the birds either. But.
All right. Right above that, again, now we're
Where are we at? What number are we at?
That was number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That was number 11 with Psycho.
Okay, so we're in the top 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go with too low for number 10. Poltergeist.
Oh, that was so scary to me when I was a kid.
I'm with you, and I wasn't even a kid.
I've told this story before that my babysitter like made me a stuffed clown. And when that clown came out from under the bed and pulled the kid under, I took that clown and put it in my sister's room so it would murder her instead of me.
That's smart of you.
Yeah. She never got murdered, so I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, but at the time, your kid, hey.
Oh, that was
better her than you, man.
That was a scary-ass movie.
Okay. I think that's too low for Poltergeist.
I agree.
And I may have to do my own top five here. Because I think The Shining belongs higher up on this list.
The Shining's probably, it might be in my top three.
Well, I know your top three is going to have Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Halloween.
Yes.
But I think Poltergeist way too low here. The Shining way too low. They have Saw ahead of The Shining.
The original Saw was pretty good, mostly because it was really original.
Yeah, but not better than those two.
And it was like, you know, it was a new generation type of horror movie.
All right, Amityville Horror checks
that's
in.
That's a good movie,
that,
too.
That's not a bad movie at all. I think that's about right. Maybe even a spot or two higher.
And that one scared me a lot because I thought it was, because, you know, they always said it was based on a true story. And that anytime it says based on a true story, that makes it scarier for me.
Yeah, even though somebody made it up. Texas Chainsaw Massacre next on the
number
list.
Number what?
That is at number 6. That is too low.
That's disrespect. But that's okay.
Yeah,
I mean, in the top 10. I mean, everybody's going to be different.
Yeah, but wouldn't we all pretty much agree that's a top 5?
I would think so. I think maybe the scarier thing for us was it was the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Right.
If it were the Minnesota Chainsaw Massacre.
If it were the Arkansas Chainsaw Massacre, we'd be laughing our ass off.
It would be less scary.
It would be a comedy. It would not be a horror movie.
But because it had, I mean, that was also based on a true story.
Right.
I don't know how loosely based, but.
Some guy woke up one morning and started a chainsaw and then went back to bed. That's what it was based on.
But because it was like, okay, that could happen. It was in Central Texas. Like, I've been out to the Chainsaw Massacre house. That's a scary thing. Right. That could really happen.
Now we're into your top 5, of which there's a couple of these it would be hard for me to throw out of the top 5, even though I've mentioned that I think Poltergeist and The Shining belong up here and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The Conjuring at number 5 would be the one I would toss.
Yeah, I don't need The Conjuring. That's not that
John,
scary.
Are you going to weigh in on any of this? Any of these do anything for you?
John doesn't watch rated R movies.
No, okay.
I'm not old enough. Yeah.
Number 4 on the list, which I think is my number 1, Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. The original one was good.
That's what we're talking about. We're not talking about anything after that.
That's a quality movie.
To me, it's like you can't talk about...
I won't say anything bad about the original Nightmare on Elm
Street. Well, you can't talk about... like it's like after the first Terminator, the other ones are meaningless, okay? Just ignore them.
Let's ask this. Are they looking at... like, would they consider... Silence of the Lambs as a horror movie?
Probably not.
Because when you say Silence of the Lambs is maybe even more of a horror movie than Psycho?
I would say more than Psycho, but to me, anything that could actually happen isn't really a horror movie.
Okay, so you want some Psycho, sort of a monster.
Yeah, there needs to be something that...
a boogeyman.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so here's your top 3. Friday the 13th.
There is no... and by the way, Friday the 13th Part 1... not even better than Friday the 13th Part 2.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Because who wants that without Jason? And there is no way Friday the 13th belongs in the top 10. That is an overrated...
certainly not in the top 5. I would say Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Shining, and Poltergeist all need to be up there. Okay, number 2, Halloween. That's your number 1.
That's my number 1.
And number 1 on the list, The Exorcist.
The Exorcist is good.
That's
There's no arguing with that. That one's good, too. Rosemary's Baby should probably get some consideration.
That's the boss's number 1, by the way, was The Exorcist. He's David Gale. Yeah.
Yeah, that I think that's my number 1, too.
Really?
That freaked me out.
That's a good one. I think mine, like I said,
the power of Christ compels you.
Yeah. To me, Halloween, Chainsaw Massacre, and The Shining are my top 3. And then there's debate for me beyond that. Like, I'd have to really give it some thought and probably rewatch some things. And there's some other ones that are, like, not really that famous. There's a movie called Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
Like, it's a vampire movie that's really good. Yeah. It's subtitled, which is obnoxious, but it's a really good movie. I think they made an American version, not as good of a movie.
Right.
And then there's a movie called High Tension that... Although it could also kind of... but it's kind of like Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah. It could happen, but it would take like a really maniacal person to make it happen. And there's just like some real terror moments in it.
You know what scared the living hell out of me and would definitely be in my top 10?
What's that?
Salem's Lot.
That's pretty scary.
That bald vampire, dude. That freaked me out, man. All right, here's what kind of pisses me off, though. They do their top 10 best horror villains. And Hannibal Lecter's on the list, so... if you've got Hannibal Lecter as a villain, that has to be top 10.
Now, Silence
for
of the
sure.
Lambs, if you count that as a horror movie, it's probably number 1 because it's so well made. It's
right.
Just, it's a good movie, not just a good horror movie. It's a good movie.
I'm having an old friend for dinner. So here's your top 10 of those real quick. The Creeper from Jeepers Creepers.
That's so lame.
Yeah.
Oh, I hated that movie.
Yeah. Where's the leprechaun on this list?
He didn't make it. That's lame, too. He shouldn't make it.
Where's Chucky? Oh, Chucky makes it.
Right, they're remaking Chucky, by the way.
My kid is so terrified of Chucky. He saw a clip of Chucky on Netflix,
And now that's all he can talk about is Chucky, and he wants to know about Chucky. And I'm like, dude, Chucky's not even... I'm trying to tell him, like, Chucky's not even scary.
That was funny.
Like, first of all, Chucky doesn't kill children, so you shouldn't be scared anyway. You know, if a bad guy doesn't kill kids, he ain't that bad of a bad guy. Like, Michael Myers in this new movie, there's like a 10-year-old boy. Michael Myers snaps his neck. Like, he ain't playing around. Now, Michael Myers did walk right past a baby and say the baby was crying, and he looked at it like he was going to kill it because it was obnoxiously crying. But then he was just like, nah, I got bigger fish to fry.
The 10-year-old?
Walked out. No, the 10-year-old was earlier in the movie.
All right, so here's your list. The Creeper from Jeepers Creepers at 10.
That's garbage.
Norman Bates from Psycho at 9.
Okay.
Regan McNeil from The Exorcist at 8. Chucky at 7.
That's so lame. Freddy Krueger so much scarier than Chucky. Yeah.
Pennywise the Clown is at number 6.
He was
funny to me. He wasn't really scary. If you're going to take a clown, you got to take the Poltergeist clown.
Yeah, right? That's scarier.
Number 5, Leatherface.
That's a good one.
Number 4, Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, respect.
Yeah. Number 3.
Although Buffalo Bill was more of a bad guy than him.
Yeah, I think so.
Was she a great big fat person?
Jason Voorhees at number 3.
Okay.
Michael Myers at number 2.
Okay. Freddy Krueger number one.
Yeah,
they're respecting the legends with that top 3.
Yeah, I have no problem with the top 2. I would have it just again, I think it's probably regional bias. I would have Leatherface 3rd ahead of Jason, but that's
me. I would too.
All right, so there you go. A little horror movie stuff for you since you just saw Halloween. All right. Guys, maybe you're going to a Halloween party. Maybe you're throwing a Halloween party. How's that for a transition? How about a corporate event? Guys, you need to check out my friends at Pick Me. Michael Vayner, the owner, is going to make sure that your party is going to the next level. You guys have been to any of our Gal Media events, you know who's there taking the pictures, right? It's Michael. And they add a cool factor to your party with their interactive photo booths. They let your guests take and print photos, email photos. You can post them on social media. You can customize the photo animations, layouts. You can add specific details of your event. And I'm telling you, everywhere he goes with this thing, people love it. My daughter has been to a couple events where he's been there, and she'll text me pictures that they took because they all have a great set. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. You got a quinceañera coming up. You want that. You got a bar mitzvah. They'll do that. You got a party, corporate event. Doesn't matter. If you're having a big event, you need Pick Me there. And all you got to do is start your planning by going to pickmeevents.com. That's PICMeEvents.com. And check out what they got. You're going to love it. And get in touch with Michael. Get your event covered. That's what he's going to do. Your unforgettable experience awaits. PickMeEvents.com.
Your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So, 713-780-ESPN. I need to give something away. Don't call till 6:25, but we'll take the 10th caller at 6:25. WWE Raw returns to Toyota Center December 3rd to broadcast live to the world from Houston. Win a pair of tickets and not only see Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey return to Houston, but Universal Champion Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose.
Doesn't Roman Reigns have cancer?
Yeah, we got to get that rewritten.
Okay, so Roman Reigns will not be there.
No, he has leukemia.
Oh, well, that's a fail. All right, let me try this again.
That's not funny, John.
And not only see Raw Women's Champion Ronda Rousey return to Houston, but Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose as well. Seth Rollins sounds like a rock star there more than a wrestler.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's intentional. That's probably part of his gimmick.
Tickets to WWE Raw are still available. They start at just $20. Get yours at toyotacenter.com. Caller 10 at 625. All right, a couple more movie things, and then we'll move on. Disney is exploring a reboot of something. And my first thought when I saw
they're making an Aladdin movie.
It's not that.
Okay.
They're also making a Lion King movie.
Okay, you missed on that. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
A remake?
A reboot. And here's the thing. I'm like, when I first saw that, I'm totally out. But it looks like they're going to use Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick. Those are the guys who wrote Deadpool and also did Zombieland.
Okay. Yeah,
that might be kind of cool. They also did, I haven't seen this. John, have you seen this? Six Underground, the action film. Oh, it's not out yet. It's the action film Michael Bay's directing for Netflix with Ryan Reynolds. I'll watch that too.
So everything's going to explode.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but they, I thought Zombieland was hilarious.
They're making, the second one's coming out, I think, next year.
Yeah, well, and then they did both of the Deadpools, which I thought were funny. So I have to admit, as much as I have no interest in Pirates of the Caribbean, or however the hell you guys say it.
Can I admit to something here?
Yeah.
I've only seen one Pirates of the Caribbean movie, and I don't know which one I saw, because they all seem the same to me.
Yeah, they all are the same. It's just it's one of those things Disney makes a ton of money off of. It's basically like a Fast and Furious thing. You put the title on it, it's going to sell billions.
It was a no care for me.
I liked the first one, and then I lost interest, and then I didn't see any of the last 11 or 12 of them. I don't know how many there were. But I'd be kind of interested now, knowing those guys are writing it. I'd at least give it a chance. Apparently, Jerry Bruckheimer will continue to produce, but they don't know who else will be back. That includes Johnny Depp, who's gone very weird lately. So
weirder.
I think if you're rebooting, you might want to start over there.
But he's also the reason why it was such a big hit to begin with.
I think it was because that's been such a popular Disney thing for so long. Somebody says there was no Blair Witch Project on the list. I never found that one.
That movie sucked.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. All right, and then Michael Douglas, this is not a spoiler for Avengers 4, but it kind of confirms what we probably already know, is that the whole Ant-Man crew, and from, if you haven't seen Ant-Man and the Wasp yet, well, they're going to be really involved. And if you saw the end of it, you should know. If you didn't, then I'll give you another week. By then, if you haven't watched it, that's on you. But he says they're all going to be very involved, especially the quantum realm is going to be the key. It plays an important part in the next chapter of the Marvel films.
All right.
Are we shocked by that, John?
Not one bit.
Because time and space have no meaning there, right? They point out that you can get there by the subatomic shrinking caused by the PIM particles, which is what Scott did, or by using a sling ring, which apparently Doctor Strange had.
He does have that.
So, of course, we don't know where Doctor Strange is at this point.
He's dust. He got dusted.
He's dust in the wind?
Yeah.
All we are is dust in the wind. But
it's like a really quiet fart.
Like that?
Like that. No, that's too loud.
Yeah, that's
there's no dust.
The pitch
there
on that one is too high. That's not dusty at all. In fact, that one felt a little wet, actually. Yeah. So, Jong, is any of this going to show up on Comicast?
No, not any of those, but we had some.
Oh, well, excuse me for not getting stories that might be interesting to Comicast.
No, we talked about the Avengers stuff last week. We talked about a lot of Marvel TV, Marvel Netflix stuff this week, and then Marvel released a bunch of dates that we try to guess what's coming out. And we talked about horror movies. And according to some research, the fewer people you kill in a horror movie, the higher the tomato meter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they did 200. They reviewed nearly 200 Rotten Tomato horror movies, And if you kill less than five people, the higher the tomato meter. If you kill more, the lower. Hmm. And that's some correlation. And in terms of the first film in a franchise, obviously makes more than the sequel. And and I don't know why the story has it going until the 10th movie. Maybe because Saw or something has like 10 movies in it. Yeah, obviously the 10th movie has the lowest tomato meter.
Evil Dead should have been on that list.
I thought you said it was.
No, Evil Dead. No, Night of the Living Dead, but not Evil Dead. Which, yeah, but there was a high body count in that one.
There was.
So basically what you're saying, John, is that if you're a virgin, you live. The black characters always get killed first.
If you're this is a rule of thumb, and I said this to my buddy that I went and watched Halloween with. As soon as I saw this character, there's a guy who's like a he's typical movie pothead guy.
Oh yeah, he's dead.
Oh, I was oh, he's for sure gonna die.
Yeah, man, like check out that chainsaw that. Yeah.
And then there was the girl's boyfriend. When you see his best friend, and he's like the overweight, unattractive guy who's in love with the really pretty girl.
Oh yeah, he's dead.
He's for sure going to die too, and he did.
But anybody having sex, also dead.
Yes.
Virgin girl lives.
Which she's probably the main protagonist.
I don't want to spoil it.
Mm-hmm. But you kind of did with your nod.
That was here.
It was an acknowledgement of your comment being...
Oh, okay.
Relevant, okay. But okay. It wasn't him saying, oh, yeah, that's the case. So there you go. There you have it. Okay, guys. You need to get some extra money so you can go see all these movies? Well, lower your credit card balance.
Good call.
Like most people, your balance on your credit cards is probably at a much higher interest rate than you would like. And if you got good credit, why not turn that into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? How about this? LightStream is going to offer you a credit card consolidation loan from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. And you can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Plus, they're a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest financial institutions, so you have complete peace of mind. I don't know what you're paying on your credit cards, but I can guarantee you it's higher than 6.14%. And listeners can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
This is ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sports Map 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Well, we had a little movie action. You happy with that?
Yeah.
Very non-sportsy.
I enjoy it. I like a good movie list.
Well, I thought the horror thing was timely because you just saw Halloween. So there is that. I've got other stuff here. Is there, unless there's something you need to get to.
No, we were talking during the break. I guess we can...
We can do college football now if you want.
I mean, I feel like we've got plenty of time to do that.
Because we're going to have Brad Powers tomorrow, and we'll talk about it before then. Plus, we'll have a Texans game to talk about tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be very sportsy. And Chris Harris Fantasy tomorrow. All that scheduled.
Yeah. We didn't mention that Snacks Harrison got traded.
Yeah, although did they finally confirm that? Because when they had Matt Patricia's press conference today, he said it wasn't done.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I assumed it was just him waiting to be told it's official. I guess the Giants are just going to trade off everybody.
I mean, probably a good move, right?
I did see that the Raiders would be interested in trading Conley.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, but if you're the Texans, you're interested in that, right?
Yes. Doesn't it feel like John Gruden has infiltrated the Raiders and he works for another team?
No.
And
you know what he is?
He's trying to break them down on purpose?
You know what he is? He's Chip Kelly. Remember what Chip Kelly did in Philadelphia? Got rid of everybody?
Yeah.
And got his team and then got fired? I think he's totally forgot how to coach. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was just he had great assistants when he was at Oregon. I mean, his first year at Philly was okay, and then he fell apart, and now he's horrible at UCLA. I think he'll turn that around, but I don't know anymore. I don't feel like I trust him as a great coach anymore.
No.
What are the odds if Texans lose to the Ostrich? It would be the worst loss in Texans history.
No.
No. I mean, it's still a 4-3 team they're going up against, and I just don't look at this team and say – it wouldn't even be their worst loss this year. I think
the Titans lost worse than this.
The Giants' loss is worse.
Yeah, that's true.
The Giants at home, and you damn near lost to the Bills. That would have been worse. So, no, that wouldn't even be your worst loss this year. I don't know what that says about this team, but, you know, they've had worse losses.
Yeah.
Significantly worse. And, listen, the Dolphins are, I mean, they're not good, but they're not trash.
No.
So.
I mean, they're kind of trash, but they're like
they're
B-level trash.
Now, they're beat up, too. They've got
their stinking hot garbage.
They're down to like 3, 4, 5 receivers.
Jong's playing receiver for the Dolphins this week.
Is he?
Yeah.
Do you have to leave early tomorrow, Jong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why he was in New York this week, this weekend. He was doing a tryout for several teams.
Oh, okay.
Dolphins signed him to a short-term deal, okay. But I still think a fair deal.
So one,
I'm playing a mean slot, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm shifty.
Didn't you injure yourself playing slot in a flag football game, if I'm not mistaken?
It wasn't a slot. It was just receiver.
Uh-huh.
I broke my wrist.
Okay. The ridiculous things that I remember, I can't remember my wife's birthday, but I can remember that John broke his wrist playing flag football once, probably because we made fun of it for I don't know how many shows.
Well, I had to run the board with one arm, so it was a little difficult.
It's fine for us. It was just hard for you. So I think if you broke your wrist in a flag football game, I don't like your chances playing for the Dolphins. Although, if J.Jo's covering you, you'll probably get open. There's that. Okay.
That one fell a little flat.
All right.
But, so, I mean,
it's been accurate.
I think maybe because it's too true to be funny.
Okay, so don't make fun of wait, let me write this in my notebook.
That down.
Don't make fun of the Texans on the show anymore.
Yeah, this is not the place for that, sir. This is an all Texans all day show.
That's fine. That's fine.
We support the local team.
Bill O'Brien is a genius.
We support the local team no matter what.
Okay. Brian Gain
write that in your notebook.
Has done nothing wrong.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Nope.
Nope.
Bill O'Brien does not know why we criticize him.
It's not my job to do that.
Kind of is your job. I'm working on a Bill O'Brien music video.
I think we should do a Bill O'Brien, like a Texans musical, like a Broadway musical.
I'm not that creative, but I'm going to write a song called Not My Job.
Okay.
And,
it could be to the tune of Metallica's Ain't My Bitch. Well, it ain't my job. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Right? All right, fine. All right, fine.
I was going to go original.
Well, look at you, fancy.
Just thought it would be fun.
Not all of us have musical talent. Yeah. Some of us just know Metallica.
Nobody
songs.
Says I have musical talent. It's just, it's not that hard to write a Bill O'Brien song because it's pretty easy. Let's, is it Adam? Take Adam. What's up, Adam? Adam. All right. That was a fail. Little keyboard cat.
Missed you, keyboard cat. RIP. Shout out to keyboard cat in heaven.
All right. Lamont saying you went all the way to Chip Kelly, but O'Brien basically did the same thing in Houston. I think it was much different than trading LeSean McCoy at his peak.
Yeah, that's true.
You talk about Andre. Andre was done when they let him go.
And I agree. I don't think that's one of the moves that I don't criticize the Texans for. Because he was washed.
Arian they broke. So you know, again, that's another one. Dwayne Brown's the one that they traded in his prime, and that I think that might have come from the ownership.
Probably. I do too.
And if I remember correctly, I think Bill O'Brien was very high on Arian Foster.
Yeah, I think he was, until he broke him.
Yeah, you ran him into the ground and tore his Achilles.
I'll never forget him having him out there in that Dolphins game when they're getting their ass kicked, so he can try to make it look
respectable. Do what the Texans normally do. They take blowout games and make it look closer
than it was. And then talk about how well you played in the second half. Well, you broke one of your best players.
Right.
I'll never forgive him for that. Leafs up 1-0.
Congratulations. Yeah,
it's early.
It's early yet.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of scoring in that game. I don't know if it's going over 6.5, but there's going to be a lot of scoring. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Here's a story for you that's sportsy. You saw the whole thing about how, assuming they get this deal worked out, that one-and-done players who play in the G League will get $125,000.
Yeah.
Seem fair to you?
Yeah.
Guess who's not happy with that?
The NCAA?
No.
Oh.
No, your other favorite league.
The WNBA?
The WNBA.
Because that's $125,000 would be, that's more than any of them would make.
That's higher than the max salary in the WNBA, which is $110,000.
Well, now here's my question. Are the teams, the guys who get signed to this G League contract, I mean, their rights don't belong to a certain team, right?
I don't know if they can
They won't be drafted until after they turn 19 or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know if they've finalized how that's going to work, but somebody's making the point that some 18-year-old kid will make more than WNBA MVP and Finals MVP Breonna Stewart.
Yeah.
I don't,
because that guy will put more butts in the seats. Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you who the WNBA MVP was.
Yeah, you remember that time when LeBron James was 19 years old and he made more money than Breonna Stewart? I do too. I think it was worth it.
Remember when American Pharoah was the WNBA MVP?
Was that the inaugural season?
I thought she was a runner-up, but I mean, what do I know?
Honestly, kids that are good enough to do that, they're going to be people that they want to see. This whole WNBA thing, they ought to just give it up. It's a money loser. So
And plus, it's the NBA that's starting this thing, so it's their minor league system, and they can do whatever they want.
Well, if I'm the NBA, I know that some of the teams, WNBA teams, are owned by them, but the WNBA wouldn't exist if the NBA hadn't subsidized it in the beginning.
True.
So, you know, this is not an equality thing. This is an interest thing.
It's a capitalism thing.
Well, it is. And, you know, the players can whine all they want, but until they start bringing in the kind of revenue that even these G League teams are going to be able to do if they've got some high-profile guys.
Right.
Ashton said trading D'Amico Ryan is still a top three worst move in team history. I'm pretty sure that was Kubiak, though.
Yeah, that was pre-O'Brien.
Yeah, and he was coming off an Achilles, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And so you didn't really know, but he did get it turned around. All right, one last segment to go. We're going to do deaths, and then we're going to be out of here. And tomorrow,
it's a game day.
It's a game day, and we will be live at Bombshells on 290.
And we'll be doing a pregame show.
Pretty much, yeah.
We can't say for what team.
Oh, sure we can say. We're doing a pregame show for Thursday Night Football. You know who the hell's playing.
That's right. But we're doing the official Thursday Night Football ESPN 97.5 pregame show.
RJ, what adjustments do you think Bill O'Brien will make to the offense this week?
I think they're going to rock and roll all the way to victory.
They won't. They're not going to get rock and rolled?
No, John. Don't ruin the bit by bringing up old sad things. All right, I got to tell you guys about the Y Factor presented by Man Centers. If you've got you're feeling sluggish at work, you're feeling sluggish in the gym, you're not getting it done in the bedroom, maybe you're having trouble baby making, could be low testosterone, and Man Centers can help you out. And they're not talking about synthetic injections that can damage fertility, cause dependency, long-term health issues, and shrinkage. They focus on enhancing your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone again, as good as new. They've got three locations in the Houston area, Katy Freeway in Campbell in the Memorial area, off 249 in Tomball and now open in Webster, and they are still your home for the free general male wellness checkup. That's $150 value. They'll check you out and tell you how they can help better your life for absolutely free. You can't beat that. Call them today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book online. They have some Saturday appointments now, so those fill up quickly, though, so you want to jump on it when you can. It's the Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Check out SportsMap today. A bunch of great stuff on there. I'll have A.J.'s fantasy rankings up at some point tonight, along with the Gal Media host show standings at some point tonight when I get home and get settled in. Let's wrap up the show on Wednesday the way we always wrap up the show, with those who have passed away, famous deaths. And we go to 2017, Fats Domino.
Oh.
American rhythm and blues star. Found his thrill on Blueberry Hill. Then he was buried under it. Died from natural causes at 89.
That's a good run.
That's a hell of a run. Especially
for a rock star.
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah. Man, if I 89 would be way over for me, and I'm not a rock star. 2015, Marty Ingalls, American comedian. I'm Dickens, he's Fenster. Familiar?
No. Nope.
Familiar? Anyone? Bueller.
Barry Laminack might know.
Dead at 79. Don't know him. 2002, Richard Harris.
I mean, RIP though, right?
Yeah, well, if I don't know who you are, I don't care if you're dead. Richard Harris, Irish actor, A Man Called Horse, The Sporting Life, and singer. MacArthur Park dies of Hodgkin's disease at 72. Wasn't he Marcus Aurelius in Gladiator? Wasn't that Richard Harris?
No, that's Richard Crowe, or Russell Crowe.
No, the Russell Crowe was Maximus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy, I think, see, to me, that would be better than A Man Called Horse or The Sporting Life to put in here, John.
Wasn't?
That he was Marcus Aurelius. Remember Commodus killed him?
Yeah.
His dad?
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen Gladiator, 30-year-old film. Roger Miller in 1992, country singer, known for King of the Road, dead at 56, where he became King of the Roadkill. No? All right, 2013, Joe Negro, former Astro, dead at 2006. He was born in 44. Okay, here's your inventors. Are we going to find out if Richard Harris was in Gladiator, if I'm just...
Yes, you're right.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, wise one. Yeah.
You knew Marcus Aurelius. I'm an entertainer. Okay. Christian Dior, 1957. French fashion designer, dies of a heart attack at 52.
Now has really expensive purses and such.
Yeah, made from his flesh.
Ooh. Didn't know that.
I didn't either. I made it up. 2014, Ben Bradley, American editor, journalist, and newspaper executive with the Washington Post, dead at 93.
The failing Washington Post?
A failing Washington. Fake news. Fake news. He's not really dead. 93, though, he probably is. Albert Anastasia, American gangster.
Oh, I thought that was a porn star.
No, Murder Incorporated. Murdered at 55.
Holla.
I'm just going to say, if you're going to jump in and be part of Murder Incorporated, you're probably getting murdered yourself. And you can't bitch if you do. Of course, you're dead. You can't really bitch. 1927, Joseph Squizzy Taylor, Australian gangster. Not familiar with his work. That also sounds like a porn star.
It does.
Squizzy. Dies of wounds following a gunfight with a rival gangster, John Snowy Cutmore, at the age of 39.
You know nothing, John Snowy Cutmore.
Well played, mate. All right. Dude. He has a list of animals here. Okay, I guess the voices of animals, that kind of counts. I was about to question Jong's grouping here, but he had Robert Guillaume, American actor, because he's got him as Rafiki. But he was also Benson, and he was in Soap. That was a funny dude. Dead at 89. 2010, Paul the Octopus. Dude, that could have been any octopus, right, that they had picked the World Cup and just called him Paul?
Yeah, stop it with that guy.
Don Messick, the cartoon voice of Scooby-Doo and Bam Bam and Rubble. Bam Bam Rubble. Yeah, Scooby-Doo and Bam Bam Rubble, dead at 62. Bam Bam, come on.
All he said was Bam Bam.
Yeah, he was a little kid. 1990.
Some of these voice actors have it great.
Yeah, I kind of wish I could have some of these roles. 1992, Jackson Weaver, voice of Smokey the Bear, dies of diabetes. Only you can prevent diabetes, because I can't do it anymore. 2005, Rosa Parks is your best death. And 1972, Jackie Robinson. No porn stars here. Oh, God, I love hearing that music. It's arousing. All right, that's going to wrap up the show. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. Come see us tomorrow at Bombshells on 290. Until then, stay sports, you bitches.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.